Don't miss breakfast.
Weekdays from 6
with Ali Clark
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
When reports of a Thai soccer team were lost, perhaps trapped in a cave, a few of us no doubt took notice. But then came this moment when British divers found the 12 Thai boys and their coach underground.
How many of you?
13.
Yeah, 13. Brilliant.
Backpack, if we go inside.
No, not today. Not today. There's two of us. You have to die.
We are coming. It's okay.
It's okay.
Many people are coming.
Many, many people.
We are the first. Many people come.
Well, luckily for everybody involved, another person that came along was Dr. Richard Harry Harris. And last night he was announced as our South Australian of the Year. Good morning, Harry, and congratulations.
Good morning, Ellie. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you seem to be such a modest man. How have you been coping? And how do you cope with these accolades now?
I'm just trying to get on with life and not let it go to my head. But it's certainly been an exciting couple of months since that rescue.
Did you struggle to come down from that? I mean, we can only imagine what it must be like to be in such an intense situation and then have to come back to, I guess, real life here in Adelaide.
Well, actually, I sort of feel like it was the other way around. The the rescue and the cave diving was an amazing experience, but we didn't quite realise the size of the global story when we came out of the cave and started to see what was happening with the media. We were expecting just to be going back to work and life as normal. So, in fact, it's the media attention that's been the more difficult thing to deal with in a way.
How have you dealt with that? Because, it seems that you've just, not shut up shop, but just continued along with your life and said no. I'd love to know some of the things you've said no to.
Been plenty of opportunities arising. Look, some of it's really exciting, I have to admit. There's some things I've always wanted to pursue, like I've got an interest in documentary making and, some other hobbies that I've had ideas around for many years, but, none of that pays the mortgage. So really, you can't really stop for too long. Life goes on.
Did you say no to Oprah or Ellen DeGeneres? Because we saw the boys on Ellen DeGeneres.
No, I haven't been asked, but I think no would have been the answer. It's not really of interest.
Have you been in contact with the Thai boys and their coach recently?
No, we haven't. And I tell you, I'd really love to have a chat to them. The British divers have just caught up with them in England and looks like they had a wonderful interaction with them. We're really hoping to go over there next year, trying to put together a trip maybe early part of the year. Once the cave has dried out, I'd love to have a walk through the cave and see how those kids managed to find their way all the way to the back of the cave. I mean, they're pretty intrepid little cavers in their own right.
You've always come across as so cool, calm and collected. In fact, everybody involved in this did. But was there ever a moment that you were fearful at all?
Not for myself. I mean, the diving and the caving was fairly rigorous, but it wasn't, the most difficult stuff that I've ever done. And I think all the other cavers and divers would agree with that. But it's a very different matter to look after yourself in a cave and a different one, again, to have to look after these little souls that we were responsible for. So that's where the pressure was.
So then what do you remember then of that day-to-day activity, over the days that you took to get all of the children and their coach out of the caves? I mean, we were seeing so many media descend on the place. We were seeing people coming in and out. But other than that, thankfully, we were actually kept well out of the way. So what was it like for you?
Well, I mean, once we're inside the entrance of the cave, well away from the lights and the cameras and things, so I guess unfortunately, from your point of view, you couldn't see what was happening. It was just, it's pitch dark, it's very tight, very muddy, flowing brown water. So our mind was very much on the job. And, we're 10 or 12 hours in the cave each day and then coming out, we had to have debriefs and meetings and things, often getting to bed until after midnight. and then back into it the next morning. So the whole thing's a bit of a blur, to be honest. Ali, I was so exhausted during those 4 days.
Yeah, how much sleep did you get?
Well, only a few hours every night because, of course, I had a bit of a worry on my plate. So I was sort of thinking about the next day and how it was going to go. And I had grave reservations about whether the children were going to survive this, what seemed like a ridiculous plan to me, to try and anaesthetise kids and bring them out underwater, unconscious. So I had, great fear for the kids' lives. And to be honest, I didn't expect it to succeed. So, yeah, there wasn't too much sleep the first night, especially.
So when they actually put that plan to you, in your head you just thought, no, this is probably not going to work.
Well, the plan was actually put together by Rick Stanton, the British lead diver, who's an amazing guy, and pretty much all the plans were conceived in his brain. And when he first rang me, or we were texting each other initially, but when we first spoke and he asked me, is it possible to sedate a kid and bring them out unconscious, I just said, absolutely not. It's impossible. It can't be done. And once we were over, but I said, Craig and I are happy to come over and be another pair of hands if you need some more divers. And then once we were there and we realised that, in fact, there was no other plan, then I kind of had to bite the bullet and say, well, let's see if we can do it and what's the safest possible way we could approach it.
Mm. I think all of us can probably still remember the moment that news came through that they were all out of the cave safely. What was that feeling like for you?
Well, of course, we didn't know who was safe until the very end of each day when we came out, because we would send the kids off from the end of the cave and we would follow them out last. So it was only when I stuck my head up that last day that one of the US pararescue guys, gave us a bit of a bear hug and said, well done, so they're all out safe. So, I didn't know what to think. It was a lot of emotions.
What did you say on your first call home and your first contact back to your family? Can you remember?
Well, I had to ring Fiona, my wife, that night, and of course there were a couple of beers had after everyone was safely out, including the Thai seals, and she'd been waiting for my call, and unfortunately for her, she'd been waiting to tell me the news about my father dying, so it was pretty awful evening for her, having to wait for me. She knew I'd ring up, and eventually it was about 2 a.m. for her. And so I'm bubbling with excitement and enthusiasm, and she had to listen to all that and then, tell me the bad news about Dad. So that was pretty tough on her.
I guess that is a thing. Everything is focused on you, but your family has been on this ride with you every step of the way.
Yes, my wife deserves the medal, not me, I tell you. She puts up with a bit of stress in her life.
Well, looking at you last night when you accepted the award, if you do win it, you might want to send her up to do the speech, because you're not a massive fan of public speaking,
I
are you?
I might want to do a bit more preparation, Ali.
It's 20 minutes past 7. This is ABC Radio Adelaide. I'm Ali Clark, and this is your newest South Australian of the Year, Dr. Richard Harris, or Harry, as he loves to be known. Why do you do it? Why do you cave dive? Because as you mentioned a few minutes ago, it's dark, it's muddy, it's challenging. What do you love about it?
Well, most caves aren't like that. Most caves are crystal clear water. The clearest tropical water you've ever snorkeled in is just filthy compared to clear cave water. It's like floating through the air. It truly is an amazing experience. But for us, the real buzz comes from exploration and finding new tunnels. And it's a bit of a cliche amongst cave divers, but really caves are the only place on the planet that you can genuinely find something that has never been seen or touched before. Every mountain, every jungle, every other part of the globe can be at least looked at by a satellite or through a pair of binoculars. But a cave, you cannot see what's there or what might be there until you put your foot in it. And it's an enormous thrill. I'm a great admirer of explorers like Sir Hubert Wilkins and guys like Reg Sprigg, the famous South Australian geologist who, lived in an age where they could really make amazing discoveries. And so maybe I think I've got a little bit of those guys in me, and I just want to find something for myself. And it's very addictive once you have a bit of success.
I'll have to leave you with that, because I think the confinement would be enough for me. If that doesn't frighten you, what does frighten you? Dr. Harris?
Public speaking.
In fact, last night, because, of course, your very good friend, Dr. Craig Challen, who was with you on this, he has been announced as West Australian of the Year. You're actually campaigning for him to win the overall gong, so you
Absolutely.
Don't have to speak if you win.
I couldn't think of a better fellow than him.
I don't know about that. So what happens now? I mean, are you, you know, as an anaesthetist, have you ever had that moment on the table where your patients looked up and gone, oh, you're that guy?
Yes, I've had a few patients recognise me, and for the most part, they seem happy to see me. But, you know, I always think, why would anyone want some dodgy anaesthetist who's happy to do what I do? Wouldn't you want a sort of a normal, sensible one? That's, they've all been very, very kind, very flattering.
Well, you mentioned your family, and just this is a bit strange maybe to do it on radio, but is there anyone else that you actually wanted to thank in this process? Because we haven't heard much from you across
Well, I mean, our family's very, very close. My two beautiful sisters who were there last night with me, because my wife, Fiona, has just gone overseas to meet my daughter in Singapore, and my two beautiful boys. The amazing group of friends that I've made through cave diving around Australia and the world. In fact, they will know who they are. And people at work as well at my private practice and at the ambulance service at MedStar have been incredibly supportive with me slacking off from work over the last couple of months. So they've been looking after me.
Well, just a couple of texts that comes through. Philip reinforces your faith in humanity listening to the doctor, and somebody else is saying it's just so good to finally hear from Dr. Harris. So, look, Harry, you might not like the public speaking, but you might be having to do a little bit more of it this year. So,
yeah, I might have to embrace it, eh?
Yeah. Congratulations. Our newest South Australian of the Year, and thanks so much for giving us your time this morning.
Thanks, Ellie.
ABC Radio Adelaide on 891 AM, digital radio and the ABC Radio app.